Nolte, Joe Biden plummets to 33% job approval in New York Times poll. By John Nolte on July 11, 2022. A New York Times/Siena College poll shows his fraudulency. Joe Biden's job approval rating at just 33%. Biden's disapproval rating in this corporate media poll is a whopping 60%. 45% of the 849 registered voters polled strongly disapprove of Hunter's dad. When the far-left New York Times releases a poll showing your approval rating at just 33%, it might be time to pack it in. Especially if you're a Democrat like Joe Biden. Most especially if you're a far-left extremist Democrat like Joe Biden. Only 32% of Hispanics approve of the job Biden is doing, while 63% disapprove. Only 62% of black voters approve of Biden, while 29% disapprove. That might sound good, but it's not. Biden is a Democrat. He should be enjoying the approval of at least 85% of black voters. Biden's approval rating with Democrats should also be somewhere around 85% or better. But instead, it's just 70%, with 25% disapproving. The worst news for Biden is that only 29% of Democrats want him to run for re-election. Even Biden's favorability rating is underwater by double digits. 39% favorable to 58% unfavorable. When asked point blank if the Democrat Party should renominate Joe Biden for president in 2024 or a different candidate, only 29% of Democrats chose Biden. A clear majority of 61% of Democrats want someone other than Hunter's dad. The New York Times then asked Democrat primary voters why they don't want Joe to run for re-election. The top reason was age at 33%. Second, came job performance at 32%. Nothing else came close. On specific issues, no one cares about abortion. 5%, the hoax that is climate change, 1%, the Supreme Court, 1%, or Republican/Trump, 2%. It's the economy, stupid, 35% said it was either the economy, 20%, or inflation and the cost of living, 15%. The right track/wrong track numbers are disastrous. A whopping 77% say the country is on the wrong track, while only 13% say the right track. Biden is not only in serious trouble with voters, he's in serious trouble with his own base, including the New York Times. The same New York Times that told us Trump only had a single-digit chance of defeating Hillary Clinton in 2016 certainly could have weighted this poll into an outcome less devastating for slow Joe. The fact they didn't tells you the Times wants Joe gone. He's not only going to lose in 2024. They fear he's going to lose to the bad orange man. This is the deadliest paragraph in the Times write-up, the kill shot aimed right at Joe. Widespread concerns about the economy and inflation have helped turn the national mood decidedly dark, both on Mr. Biden and the trajectory of the nation. More than three-quarters of registered voters see the United States moving in the wrong direction. A pervasive sense of pessimism that spans every corner of the country. Every age range and racial group, cities, suburbs and rural areas, as well as both political parties. The Times even asked who voters would choose in a 2024 rematch. Biden is only up 3 points, 44-41%, over Trump. But if Trump is within three, he probably wins the Electoral College. What's more, polls always undercount the Trump vote. Biden is a failure for only one reason, and it has nothing to do with his age or his messaging. He chose to govern as a left-wing extremist, and his left-wing policies are destroying the economy. Too much government spending, killing domestic oil production, etc. If you think the corporate media and Democrats are eager to dump Biden now, wait till Democrats are slaughtered this coming November. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.